Okay, Rabbi, say we're starting a brand new Masech. The Masech is Tanis Daf Beis. Says the Mishnah, from what day in the year do we start saying Mashiv Haruach Umoyrid Hagosha? As we'll see in Yet Hashem in our Mishnah, there are two different halachas. There's the halach of Maskirin, Haskara, which means to mention, and we're going to have halach of She'ela. She'ela means to request, to ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu for a special request. What's the difference between Haskara and She'ela? Haskara is what we say, Mashiv Haruach Umoyrid Hagosha, at the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, and She'ela is when we ask for V'sein Tal Umot Levracha, in Birchas Hashanim, Baruch Aleinu, which obviously is a little bit further down in Shemoneh Esrei. So our Mishnah asks, when do we begin saying Mashiv Haruach Umoyrid Hagosha? Why does the Mishnah use the expression Givura is Gishamim? The Chayrit should just simply say Me'imasai Maskirin Gishamim or Esageshem. So the Gemara is going to address that in the Gemara shortly in Yetz Hashem. So when do we begin? Reb Lezer Oimer Miyom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, on the first day of Yom Tov of Sukkis. Reb Yeshua Oimer Miyom Tov Achron Shel Chag, the final day of Chag. He doesn't mean the final day of Sukkis, he really means Shemini Atzeres. And of course, our Minhag today is like Reb Yeshua. We follow Reb Yeshua that we start the Tfilas Hageshem on Shemini Atzeres. Amalei Reb Yeshua. Reb Yeshua says to Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer, what you're saying is not logical. If it were to go and start raining in the sukkah on Sukkis, it's considered to be a simen klola. Why is it considered to be a simen klola? So Rashi brings the Agadata from Masechta Sukkah. If you look at the fourth line of the Rashi, Kin Ramina Masechta Sukkah, Me'ei Masai Muta Lefanois, when are you allowed to leave the sukkah? Mishetisrach HaMikvah, or Makva, when the food starts getting spoiled. Marshali Eved Shibalimze Koisle Rabbi. Can you imagine? You have an Eved, you have the butler, you have the servant, he wants to go and pour a kos for the rabbi, for his master. The Shafach Laikitan Al Panav, and the rabbi takes the kos, and he goes and shoots it and spills it in the face of the Eved. The Omalei, and he says to him, E'ef Shibishimushach, I don't want you, I don't need you, get out of here. And therefore, Chas V'Sholem, the same message is being given by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kolayma, Kishag Shomim Yordim L'Sukkah, Hakol Yoytzim, we all have to leave. V'nira She'ina Kodesh Baruch Hu Chofet Shenishtamish L'Fanav. It appears that Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm not interested in your Kiyam HaMitzvahs, I wish you leave, I don't need you any longer. The Mephoshim say that this might only apply to the Mediterranean countries, like in Eretz Yisrael, where typically it does not rain, as you know, the entire summer season until shortly after Sukkot. It's rare. It does happen from time to time, but it's rare that it should rain during Sukkot. But if it does rain during Sukkot, that's when this Gemara would apply. However, in Chutzla, it's like here in New York, where it rains 365 days a year, any day of the year, the Choyre, this would not apply. But anyway, the point is, rain and Sukkot don't go together. That's why people spend so much money on shlaks, etc. So that's Zutimara. Shlaks, by the way, are coverings over the sukkahs. The plastic, whatever it is, to go and cover over the sukkahs so it shouldn't get wet.
So you're saying, though, that if it were to rain in Eretz Yisrael on sukkahs, it would be a sign that Hashem's telling you, get out.
Exactly. That's what the Gemara said in the Masechta Sukkah. Hopefully that doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh, but that's what the Gemara said in the Masechta Sukkah, that Hashem is telling us, we don't need you, I don't want you, stay home. So Zok to Yimara, so Omri Rav Yeshua, Hoyu Ve'enik Shem Elisim and Klol V'chag, Lo Mohu Maskir, so since rain and sukkahs don't go together, why should you even be masker on the first day? After all, we're starting now to be masker for the first time. Wait until the end of sukkahs, like I say, says Rav Yeshua. Omri Rav Elezer, Afanilo Yamait Lishor, be careful, I didn't say we should ask for rain. Ask for rain is later on. I'm talking about Lahaskir Mashiv Ruach Umoyrid Hagosha Bo'inosoi. Since the rain season is about to begin, I am thanking Hashem, and I'm acknowledging that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one that brings down the rain, but I'm not saying, bring it today, wait until after Yom Tov. Amalois, he told him, you're telling me Lahaskir and Cain, Lo'ilam Yeh Maskir. Then I say, why do we stop saying Mashiv Ruach Umoyrid Hagosha Pesach time? We should continue saying it the whole year. If you're telling me that this is just a form of thanks and gratitude, and we're only mentioning it, we're not asking for rain, so I bazoi. Even though we no longer say mashm, we no longer say to the same talum atul of bracha when it comes Pesach time. Abada, we don't ask for rain, but let's be maskis in mashm ruach the entire summer and into the winter, the whole year. And Reb Lezer does not respond, but in Miat Hashem he will respond in the brisa Miat Hashem on the Amid Beis. And the Mishnah continues on. In Shialna Sekshom Ela Samach Liksham. This you should really put, if you will, in parentheses, because this is the only time that the Mishnah addresses She'ela and says, you know, when we start asking for Gashem, the same Talamotar, Levracha, we only start that as it gets closer to the Yemei Gashem. When is that? And Mi'at Hashem will see in the Gemara for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael at the beginning of Cheshvin and for Bnei Chutz La'aretz in the beginning of December. And that's going to be Mitzvah Gemaris in the future in another couple of months. So we return now again to Haskara. How this Inchiyam Seksham gets there in the middle is not clear, but Reb Yehuda says, what Reb Yehuda is saying is, I agree with Reb Yeshua. The first time that we ask for Masha V'ruach, that we mention Masha V'ruach, Amorid HaGoshem in Shemun Esrei, is on Shmini Atzeres. The question is, when on Shmini Atzeres? Is it Marav the night before? Is it Shachris in the morning? Is it at Musaf? Says Rabbi Yehuda, Ho'ivel Afnei Hatei B'yontav Achron Shulchag, the Bal Tfila, who goes to the Omid, B'yontav Achron Shulchag, again on Shmini Atzeres, who Achron means the Bal Musaf, Maskir, he's the one that mentions for the first time the Mashiv Baruch Amar Goshem. Harishon, however, the Baal Shachris Einay Maskir. Baal Shachris continues to say either Moed Atol or zero, according to the Minhag Ashkenazim. And so, therefore, we only begin the Mashiv Baruch in Musaf time. Why is that? The Gemara will address that on the Amud Beis. Beyond the Harishon Shal Pesach. Now, when we're fast forward 6 months ahead, we're about to stop referring to Geshem, we're about to refer to Tal, that's a Tfilas Tal. Beyond the Harishon Shal Pesach, Harishon Maskir, Harishon means the Baal Shachris, continues to say Mashiv HaRuach Umoed HaGoshem, like they've been saying now ever since Shmini Atzeres, but Uachrim, once you get to Musaf, that's it, boys. In a Maskir, you don't say Mashiv HaRuach Umoed HaGoshem any longer. Zot Gimar, we started off with Emesayim. Emesayim means when. When are we masking Gvuras Gesham? So Yomar said, that's very strange. Tana Hecha Koi Diktonim Me'emesayim. You would expect that first we would have a Mishnah that would say, Rabbi Yisai, there's a mitzvah to go and be masking Gvuras Geshamim in Shemun Esrei. Oh, you want to know when? Oh, Me'emesayim. But to go straight into when, how do I know that there is in fact even a din to be masking Gvuras Geshamim? We're missing the introduction. How do I know there's such a din? So to our Tana Hosam Koi, the Tana of our Mishnah is really continuing the thought of what we learned back in Masechtas Brachos. What does it say in Masechtas Brachos? Diktoni. In Masechtas Brachos, you have in the Mishnah, on Daf Lamed Gimel, smack in the middle of Masechtas Brachos. As you know, Masechtas Brachos deals a lot with the Seder HaTfilah. So it says, Maskin and Gurus Kisham Etriyas HaMesim. Masha Baruch, we go and say in the Baruch HaMachai HaMesim, in other words, At Gibra Lo'ilam Hashem, which ends at the end, Baruch HaTor Hashem Machai HaMesim. That's the din where you mask Gurus Kisham. She'alim, the same Talmud Motel of Racha, we say Bebirchas HaShanim, that's in Baruch Oleinu, Hashem Olekeinu, etc. The Avdola, every Motel Shabbos, V'chayin HaDo'as, where we say, At Chayin HaTor. Very good. So therefore, that Mishnah already told us the din that you have to be masked Gvuras Gesham. And now, our Mishnah is a follow-up. Tell me when. You told me now where. Where do we say it? In the Shemun Esrei, in the second Bracha, in the Atta Gibar. That's great. But when do we begin saying it? That's the purpose of our Mishnah. So our Mishnah is a follow-up of the Mishnah Masechtas Brachos.
Sure is a long way there.
And that's the Gemara's Kasha. V'lisni Hasam. If you're telling me that this is the follow-up to Masechtas Brachos, as you all know, we've learned since Masechtas Brachos, Shabbos, and Erevin, and Psochim, and Yuma, and Beya, and Rosh Hashanah. After all of these Masechtas, Rashi doesn't go through all the Masechtas, but Rashi rather says, in brief, he says, Brachos is in Zeroyim. Tanis is in Seder Moed. Why did Rabbeinu HaKadosh wait all the way from Seder Zeroyim to Seder Moed to do the follow-up? Okay, not a bracha, but all the way from Zeroyim to Moed. Maishno d'shavki rocha. Why did he wait? Says he might know. You're right. Very good point. Eletanam Rosh Hashanah Sodik. We don't go all the way back to Masechtas Brachos, to Zeroyim. We go back to the previous Masechta, which we just finished very, very recently, which Mendy made such a beautiful Galiseum yesterday, attended by all of our Chushev Yidin, especially Brother Shai, all the way from Kalbach. Kibalik. Anyway, says Zokti Yimara, Eletanam Rosh Hashanah Sodik. What does it say in the Mishnah Masechtas Rosh Hashanah? Did not. That when it comes to Chag, meaning Sukkis, that's when the Kodesh Baruch Hu is done, Alamoyim, whether to give ample rainfall, whether to go and give only a small amount of rain, etc. That's all decided by Kodesh Baruch Hu, Pepamal Yishol Mala, Sukkis time. Aha. I need the Tonu B'chag Nidon Alamoyim. Since the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be done Alamoyim, then you have to go and send in all of your applications, your petitions, and your briefs. I mean, after all, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu is making, he's sitting in judgment al Amoyim, you have to have the lawyers that are going to go and provide all of the papers to make sure that the Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to our bakashas. And that being the case, that's appropriate on Chag to go and have a special tefillin. That's why we have the tefillas Geshem. Dr. Moritz, oh, so we have a tefillas Geshem to go and petition Hashem to go and give us lots of water. That's why our Mishnah now asks, well, when on Chag do we go and file our petitions, our applications? Oh, so this is a very nice follow-up on Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara is not bothered why it doesn't follow up immediately in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Rashi says, if you're going from Zeroyim to Moed, that's already a kasha. From Rosh Hashanah to Tanis, after all, Rosh Hashanah we just finished yesterday, Tanis we just started today, this is just a couple of weeks ago in the Mishnah, and Masechtas Rosh Hashanah had to deal with many other issues related to Rosh Hashanah, like Kiddush HaChodesh and all of those halachas with the Edim and the Shluchim, and at the end of the Masechta, the Shofar, and what's the type of Shofar, and how many Tkiyas and Truas. Okay, so it makes sense. We put that on the side, and now we return to that Shailim, Chag Gedolim HaMoed, and that's why our Mishnah now asks, Me'ei Masai.
It's interesting that not only is the Me'ei Masai echoing Masechtas Brachos, but the first words of the Gemara are exactly the same first words of the Gemara and Brachos. It's the same. If you said to me, tell me the Masechta where it says Me'ei Masai and Tana Hecha Koi, I'd say what's Brachos, and it's here it is in Tanis, word for word the same thing.
Not only that, if you notice right before the word Tana Hecha Koi,
right,
in my Gemara there's an Aleph, but in your Gemara it's probably on the side.
Yeah.
What does it say?
Brachos based.
Brachos based. Right. You see, exactly.
Right. It's exactly the same.
Word for word. Right. Word for word. Aren't you doing the Gishmak? Exactly. Frank, you might be listening to Ma'imas and Maskirin al Hagishamin. My Gevuris Gisham. What's the word Gevuris Gisham? When do we stop being Maskir? That the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one that gives us the Shefa of rain. Mashav HaRuach HaMoyed HaGosham doesn't say anything about Gevura there. So why does the Mishnah start off Ma'imas say Maskirin Gevuris Gisham? They just say Alim Shom.
There's another very good answer, though.
And what's a very good answer?
While the Mishnah Brahma refers to it as Mashi Baruch is as Mechaya Meiti, it's referred elsewhere as Birchat Gevurot. The second Brahma of the Shemona Esrei is Birchat Gevurot.
So
it's referring to the Azkara in Gevurot.
What you're saying is beautiful. What the Gemara, if the Gemara were asking why we say Geshem in the Brach of Gevurot, you'd be right. In fact, we learned back in the previous Masechta, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, that the reason why the second bracha is Gevurot is because we have Avul Hashem B'nei Eilim, Avul Hashem Kovod V'Oiz. And the Gemara said, Oiz is the same thing as Gevura, and that's why it's called the bracha of Gevurot. You're absolutely right. What our Gemara is asking is, why do we reference Gevurot together with the word Geshamin? But Me'at Hashem, we're going to return to your Kasha in another 2 or 3 minutes, to your point, not really your kasha, in 2 or 3 minutes, and in Mi'at Hashem, you will see that your point is really quoted by Tosfos. But let's wait until we get there, and then we'll discuss it further. So Yomar wants to know, why does the Mishnah begin, Gevuras Gisham, let it just say, Ma'imasai Maskirin, Gishamin, Amrav Yoichanam, Nei Shiyordim Bigvura, because it comes down Bigvura. Now, on the surface, Yordan Begvura sounds like the Kodesh Baruch Hu allows the rain to come down very, very stark. In Muncie yesterday.
And New York City also.
We had hail.
Right.
We had hail.
Right. We saw it.
You saw it, okay. Yeah. So you had it here in Manhattan too. So that's the Yordan Begvura comes down strong. However, from Rashi, it's mashma that that's not what the Gemara means, but rather it means that the Rabboni Shel Olam is the one that is full of Gevura, and he's the one that's moided Kishon. If you want to see the Rashi, Rashi is about 10 lines into the narrow lines, about 10 lines into the narrow lines. The Rashi begins, Elul HaSkir. You're going too far down, it's around over here. Elul HaSkir, you have that? Elul HaSkir in the middle of the line.
Oh, that's on the Mishnah, actually.
Wait, I'm sorry, when I said Gemara, I meant the Rashi here on the Olam. So in 10th, into the narrow lines of the Rashis, Zok Rashi El Lahaskir, Shemaschil Lahaskir Bechag, Givuroi Shemokoin, Shemoyed Isham. That we are thanking the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we have Mimaskir, we're mentioning the Shvach, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one who's the Gibar, and he's the going with his Givura. He is sending down the Geshem. So it's not that the Gevura is referring to the Geshem, the amount of rain, or the strength of the rain, or how hard it pounded the surface, but rather it's referring to the Gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of those major things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, that he gives us a sustenance represented by the rain. Okay, so go back to the Gemara. Omer Bichon Lishiyar and Gevura, Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk. And now we have four Psukim that the Gemara puts together to be able to establish that it makes sense to reference Givurais Kisham. Shinema, the first pasuk is Oise Gedoilois. Now here it says Ad Ein Cheker, which is reminiscent of the Tfilis that we say. However, that's not the correct Lashon of the pasuk. It's Oise Gedoilois Vi Ein Cheker Niflois Ad Ein Mispar. So Kodesh Baruch Hu does tremendous, wonderful, great deeds. Now the words Vi Ein Cheker, the article translates as beyond our comprehension. The greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the amount that he bestows beneficence, goodness, chesed on this world is beyond our comprehension.
Is that a chakiros? Do you say chakiros?
Could be it's related to the same word. So that's the first pasuk. And then we continue on. Uksif. Now, the pasuk that we just quoted is from Eoiv. Hey, Pasuk Tes. The next Pasuk is the one right after that. In Eoiv, Hey, Yud. What does it say in the Pasuk? Hanoisim Mata al Pnei Oret, Vishaleach Mayim al Pnei Chutzos. Oh, Kodesh Baruch Hu sends the rain down to the ground. So since these two Pesukim are back to back, we crunch them together, we merge them, and we see that bringing down rain is something that Ein Cheker, beyond human comprehension. From these two psukim alone, I still don't know the answer to gevurais. There's not one word gevurais in these two psukim. Now I'm going to bring you another pasuk where it says ein cheker, where it's referring to the creation of the world. Not ein adin cheker, but the ein cheker. That's the pasuk we just quoted. And I have another pasuk. And this pasuk is in Yeshaya. What does it say in the other pasuk? Because Vasam Halu Yodatim Lo Shemata Elakei Oylem Hashem Boireik Tzoisa Oretz Lo Yiyof V'lo Yigah Ein Cheker L'Svunosoi. Aha. So what does it say in this pasuk? It also uses the expression Ein Cheker. It's referring to a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Boireik Tzoisa Oretz. He created the land, meaning the world, from one end to the other. He was not weary, he was not tired. Beyond human comprehension, he created the world. Okay, fine. We haven't mentioned anything yet about the word Gevura. But I have another pasuk. Meichen Horem Bekoyachim, when Ishbalchu prepared and he established the mountains, he did that Bekoyach. Ne'ezor Begvura, he girded himself with Gevura, with strength. That's referring to the creation of the world. The Meichen Horem Bekoyachim, when the Ishbalchu creates the mountains. At the time of the 6 days of creation, 7 days of creation. So therefore, although these two psukim are in two different locations, the other pasuk was in Yeshaya, and this pasuk is in Tilim, but they're both talking about Bria Sa'olam, and the first pasuk referring to Bria Sa'olam says, Ein Cheker. The second pasuk uses the expression Bigvura. Ah, so therefore I have now Cheker, Cheker L'Gzeir Shava. I pull out the word Gvura from this final pasuk. I bring it to the earlier two psukim that spoke about noisin matar, so the gevura and the matar go together. Now we have gevurais kishamim, and that's the Gemara starts. Toisis is bothered by that, and Toisis says, why are we taking the word Gvura? If anything, I have two other svaras. Svara number one is, going back to the first pasuk, how did we start off? Oise gedoilos v'ein cheker. Gedoilos is also a beautiful term. Why don't we talk about gedulas geshamim? And then I don't even need to come on to the other two psukim. I don't need to come on to cheker, cheker, gzeira shava. I have oise gedoilos v'ein cheker. Next pasuk says, anoise matar. So Kadosh Baruch Hu does that, the big doula. Why do I have to refer to big gvura? Elamai, you're going to go and tell me, I prefer using upset term of strength, then why don't we talk about Mechad Harim Bikolcho Nezer Givura? Go and talk about Koyach Kshamim. Why don't we say Givura is Kshamim? So this is the Toysis right next to our Gemara, where it says, Uksiv Mechad Harim Bikolch Nezer Givura. You see right here on the left hand margin. So Toysis, first he begins with Zegabi Briyas Oilam, Chihechi Dihai Cheker Bibriyas Oilam. Roitz loymar bigvurois, like the pasuk ends off nezer bigvura. K'moy kin hacha gabik shamim haichekinami roitz loymar givurois. So that's a poshup shot, like we said. Ochi yesh lahakshes. Am I nokat givurois tfei mikoyach? Because it says mechen harim bikoyachay. Uk'moy kin avalei lameimer meimasei maskirin koyach shamim. Are you listening? Gedulois kishamim. Why do we insist on givurois kishamim? So Tosis has two answers. V'yosh loymer. The minhadin nokat gevurais mishum taima the ikka koyach the ikka gedula. The word gevura itself has in it both kavanas. Number one, gevura, the might, as well as the gedula with the greatness of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that the taich of gevura is broader and more inclusive than the word koyach. Koyach just means I'm koyach. Hashem, I can pick up peklach. Gevura means might and omnipotent with all the possible koyach that a Kodesh Baruch Hu can bring to the table, and therefore it includes gedula. So that's the first teretz. But the second teretz is the teretz that David Fishman was giving 5 minutes ago. Inami mishum dehabrocha mascheles bigvura. We sort of ata gibor li oylam Hashem. That's why it has the name of the birchat hagvura or gvurot, like you said before. Nagat gvura is because it will be loshen noifel aloshen, since the bracha starts with ata gibor, and it's called the birchat hagvura. That's why our Mishnah refers to the gvuras kishamim, and we bring the raya from the pasuk. See, David, I said we're going to get back to you. Yeshakoyach, you said a beautiful pshat, just like the Tosis. So now that I know that there's taka an inyan of Geshem, how do we know that there's an inyan of being maskir betfilah? Maybe every time it starts raining, we should say a special bracha, a yiratzayin, a thank you. What's episode tefillah? How do you know that every day you're supposed to be maskir in the Shemoneh Esrei d'Sanya? It says in the pasuk, this is very familiar psukim to us. This comes up in Kriyishma. Lehavas Hashem alakechem uliyavdi b'chol avavchem uvchom avshchem. Eze avoyde shehi b'lev. It says la'avdi b'chol avavchem. How do you work with your heart? I know how to work with my hands, with my feet, but how do I work with my heart? What's avoyde shehi b'lev? Avi emezut tefillah. That's how you work with your heart. You're mispal to the Rabbeinu Shlom, and it's a deep-hearted tefillah with the great sincerity and kavanah. Uksiv basrei. What does it say right after that in Kriyishma? Menesati b'taratzchem ita yeru malkoish. So again, from the juxtaposition, the smichus of psukim, you're always wondering what does hekish mean, the smichus of these two psukim together, it's crunch time, it says avoid shebelev, and it says matar, so you know that you're supposed to be misfalel for rain.
I say avoid shebelev is good with tzedakah.
As long as you give with your hands, not what you give with your heart.
You have to open your heart.
You have to open your wallet and your hand, and you have to give the money. You have to be the divus alev.
The
divus alev.
This morning.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Can you imagine? I have to go all the way to Brooklyn to go and give money to the Moisid. He comes to me. So it's so much easier. I have to go to Eretz Yisrael. He comes to me. I'm a chayr, Baruch Shalom. Says we have to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu. His kasodim. Amr Rav Yochanan, very famous Gemara. Gimel Mafteichos beYodish of Kodesh Baruch Shloim Nimzru Biyad Shliach. Kodesh Baruch Hu has three special keys. That means that Kodesh Baruch Hu has many oitzrois, many treasuries, and each one of these treasuries has in it major treasures. All the other treasuries that Kodesh Baruch Hu will allow for some of his shamosim, so to speak, his malachim up in Shemayim, go and be in charge of those treasuries. He gives them the keys, but not these three. These three, Kodesh Baruch Hu keeps in his own hand. Which are they? Number one, Mafteach Shel Ksham. Number two, Mafteach Shel Chaya. Chaya means when a woman gives birth. Or Mafteach Shel Tchias HaMeis, and Mi'at Hashem, when we will all be resurrected. Mi'at Hashem, L'Asad L'Avay. All of these, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will do bekvodo uva atzmo. How do I know? So the first matter shul sham lechsidit in the pasuk. If the Hashem lechayes aitore hatoiv es Hashemayim lo seis metar aritz chobi itoi. So it says we if the Hashem lechayes aitore hatoiv. Lo says mitar artzicha. It's a chasimen that the Kodesh Baruch Hu does it himself. Loi al yidei shliach. That's kisham. Then we get to mafteir shel chai minay. The chasimen yiskar lekim es racha. V'yishmai leo. We just learned it yesterday, right? Yishmai leo el lekim. V'yiftach es rachma. A Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. A Kodesh Baruch Hu said v'yiskar lekim. A Kodesh Baruch Hu remembered. V'yishma. V'yiftach es rachma. A Kodesh Baruch Hu himself opened up her rech. Number three, Mafteach Shol Tchiyas HaMeisim Minayin, says the Pasuk, V'idatem, Ki Ani Hashem B'Pischi Es Kvuroi Seichem. Remember, Ani Hashem, says Rashi, Ani Hashem V'loi Shliach. B'Pischi, when I opened up the Kvar. Yet Hashem L'Asa Lava, Yekadosh Baruch Hu, open up the Kvar.
Why would we have to daven to Hashem and plead to Him for rain if the Pasuk says, L'Tet Matar Artocha B'Ito? So if he's already going to do it in his own timely fashion, why do we have to cry out to him to
the Pasuk is telling us that Hashem will open up his Yitzra Toiv and give us Matar, but you have to add in parentheses, if we are deserving. If people are sinning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu might stop, close the faucet and say, enough fellas, you're not doing your job, I'm not going to do my job. Exactly. Anyway, so continuing on,
you're
very welcome.
It's not on the Bechag, the Shamu.
When will he give it? Will he give it at the right time or at the wrong time? If it comes at the wrong time, like yesterday, it could destroy the crop. And if it comes at the right time, it'll nourish the crop.
Exactly right. Beautiful.
So the amount is judged. The timing of it is dependent on us.
That was the answer to the Gemara, I guess.
The volume, the scope, the timing, where, exactly. When, etc. If you remember back in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara said that if Chas Hashanah on Chag, the Oilam was Nidun Alamayim, and we came up short, and then in the middle of the year we made Atanis, and we went spout to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and the Baruch Hu listened to our Tefillahs, then either he could be korei exardin, or the Gemara says he doesn't even have to. He can go and change the location of where the water was going to fall. Kodesh Baruch Hu may have decided when it comes Chag, he's going to go and send all the water out to Saudi Arabia or to Arizona into the hot desert, where it's not going to benefit anyone except for the few cactus plants. But then if we, Kodesh Baruch Hu, listens to our tefillahs, if we do tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu will then give it in the right place. He'll give it on our farmland where we need the water so desperately. Anyway, so the Gemara says, so far we had three, Marova Amri in Eretz Yisrael. They added one more. Af Mafteach Shol Parnasa. Tichsev Poiseach Es Yodecha Umaspia Lechol Chai Rotzoi. Yekodesh Baruch Hu, we ask you to open up your hand. Rashi says, V'loi Shliach. So that's number four. So Ibazoi, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan mention it? Why did Rabbi Yochanan only say three?
He's in Eretz Yisrael.
Exactly.
Marova,
exactly. Everything more, the reason is, my time like a chashav did a halacha. Amalach gisham mine parnasa. They're really one and the same. Gisham and parnasa are just two sides of the same coin.
95% were
farmers. In fact, if you look at the Rashi, gisham nami hainu parnasa. Second line, Rashi just says kvar chashav nalei. That doesn't tell us that much. But if you look at the bays of the Bach, he extends it. The Bach says, everybody have the Bach.
It's down here.
Down there. Okay, it's high. Zokt Rashi Kainu Panosa Shehazroyim Upeirois Gidelem Mehem Le Panosa Su Oilam. How would people have food if it wasn't for the rain? So the rain causes the crops and the Zroyim, the Peirois, to go and grow. And therefore people now can eat and therefore they can survive. Without the water, there wouldn't be any Panosa. Panosa doesn't mean necessarily working in a factory or working in an office. It means to be able to put food on the table for yourself and for your family. So that's the end of the shikl. So now before we continue on, there are a couple of obvious questions. If we go back to the Omer Aleph, the Gemara says, there are three things that were never given over to the hands of a shliach. That's strange. I remember in my Tanakh class that Eliyahu HaNavi had the Mafteach Shel Geshamim, and in fact for 3 years there was no rain until Eliyahu came to Achav and he told him about it. So that's number one, as well as the Gan Mafteach Shel Tchias HaMeisim, both in the case of Eliyahu and the case of Elisha, they were able to be Mechai HaMeisim, right? The Gan with the Isha Shunamis with the baby, the Gan with the Maisa. So we see that Kodesh Baruch Hu did hand over the mafteach, at least of kshamim and trias emes. So Tosis asks this kasha, and if you look at the second Tosis before the end, that is the first wide line. The mafteach kshamim is mesar leliyo, v'chi mafteaches mafteach shod trias emesim also v'chein leliyo v'chsev v'yem leliyo chay Hashem. So they both have that mafteach, and therefore Tosis says the Yishloima. The Hati Kamish like Nimsu Lishliach. Ainu Ratzel Loi Mishlo Nimsu Me'Oilam. Toshal Tchias Ameisu Shal Gshamim Nimsu. Eshloi Nimsu Lishliach Liois Li'Oilam Emun Aleihem. It was never given permanently, on a temporary basis. Even these three Hakadosh Baruch Hu has given temporarily, but permanently Doshnish. That's what Tosis says. This is an interesting Rashi. Rashi, three lines before the end. V'yom Rabbi Yochanan Sholish Mafteches. Hainish Loi Nimzru Lishliach Echad B'yachad. It was not given to one Shliach all together. And now you have that small little Zion. That Zion takes us to the Bach. And the Bach says, you know why Rashi said that? Because Rashi was bothered by Tosis' Kasha. You look, do you have your Bach over there, all the way in the bottom? Zoktor the Bach. Nishim Betzinoi. Nishim Tzina means that it was written on the side. The Karkash Lei Kushias HaToisis. Rashi was bothered by Toisis Kasha. I know that Eliyo, I know Elisha. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gave the three Mafteches. So Toisis answered, never permanently, only temporarily. Rashi answers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it piecemeal to one Shliach, another Shliach, but not as a package, all three together. Never, never, never. So even Eliyahu, who had the two, he had both the Mafteach Shal Gisham and Mafteach of Tchias Emesim, but he didn't have Shal Chai. So nobody ever got the three together as a package.
Rosh Kavos, near
Betzina. The way I learned it many years ago, many years before you were born, that it was Nirsham Betzida. Nirsham means that it was written like a Roshan, and Betzida means on the side of the Gemara, on the side of the Gemara of the Bach.
Or
the side of the Rashi, exactly. This kind of. Okay. Whatever, if you like to say near Ba'inai, that's also good. I like that
pronunciation. Near Betzido, thank you. Nirshom Betzido, thank
right.
you.
Okay, it's okay, Nishkefer.
You learn something, you learn it's not just now.
Exactly.
It has multiple possibilities. Thank you.
Gemali. So now there's a famous Vilna Goyim on Chumash, where the Vilna Goyim says that there's a remiss to our Gemara by the Tzitz. What does it say by the Tzitz? That the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, go and make the tzitz, ufitachta olav pituchei chosam kodesh l'Hashem. So what does that normally mean, pituchei chosam l'Hashem, that you inscribed on the tzitz, the words kodesh l'Hashem.
Kodesh as it
Hashem kodesh, first line, second line. Yeah, exactly. So now the Gemara says the Divrelio, that Divrelio mivilna, that is meramis to our Gemara. Because the word chosam is spelled without a vav, ches tof mem. Ches stands for chaya, tof for tchias amesim, mem stands for motor. The pituchei choisam, the maftei chois of choisam, kodesh l'Hashem, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I keep those for me. I'm not giving those to shluchim, those remain with me. So that's the chosam, chaya, tchias amesim, motor. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, kodesh l'Hashem, those are mine, they're not given to malach. You want to look at it?
I do.
A picture. And maybe you want to look at it too.
And this in which paragraph is it, please? Thank you.
Oh, right over there. Sorry, once again? Wait, it'll be Gisham. Okay, no. Don't be so. When the Gemara brings the Gabi, the Mafteach Shel Gisham, the Gemara brings the Raya from the Pasuk, Yiftach Hashem L'Chosrei Tzoris, it says, Mitar Arz Chabeitah. It doesn't say Gishme Arzcha. So it says Mitar Arzcha. So then, when I told this to my son, Yechiel, not now, years ago, he told me that in fact there's a tour that says, even goes one step further. The tour is here in Kuf Yedalid, the Tor Shulchan Aruch. I'll be happy to share that with you.
What is this in Koshi Mishpat?
No, this is in Orachayim. Orachayim. It's called Hilchos Tefillah. You with me, Barry?
I'm listening.
Baruch Hashniyah. I'm reading from Simen Kuf Yudalid in the Tor Shulchan Aruch. Baruch Hashniyah, Eina Pesachas V'Baruch. The second Baruch in Shemoneh Esrei, as we know, it doesn't begin with Baruch.
Right,
it starts at the Gibar.
Right, because it's relying on the Baruch of the first Baruch.
Menei Shesmucha L'Chaveta. Good. But Minyan Tevoiseh, you know how many words there are in Ata Gibar, Nun Aleph. 51. Okay, you could say no, like Bakosha. But you know why? Kimin Teva Shodalit Psukim, Shehusan Mehem. Based on four psukim, that this Atagibar is based on those four psukim. The Haim Dalit Psukim, Shinema Behem, Mafteach. Where it talks about the Mafteachos that we just spoke about in the Gemara. The Haim Nimsarim Bidei Adam, which a Kaddish Baruch Hu keeps for himself and doesn't share. The Eilehain, which are those? Mafteach Shal Gishamim, Vishal Parnasa, Vishal Tchias Mason, Vishal Chai. Those are the four we have in our Gemara, including Marava, the Parnasa. The Simon is Mafteach. Mem stands for Motor, Pei stands for Parnasa, Tov is Tchias Mason, and the Hei stands for, I'm sorry, the Ches stands for Chaya. So the word Mafteach itself is Merames on the four Mafteachos that the Kaddish Baruch Hu kept for himself, the Motor, the Parnasa, the Tchias Mason, and Chaya.
Great name for a sefer on Talmud
Bavli. Like it says, and now he brings the four psukim of our Gemara. Yiftach Hashem lechoeset tzor hatoi b'seshmaim l'seif b'tar artzcha b'itoi uvoi, and if you go through the entire pasuk, there are 23 tevois, 23 words. Shel parnasu dechsiv, p'iseach es yedecho maspeh l'chol chai rotzoi, that's 7 words. How much is 23 and 7?
It's 30.
Shel chai kidechsiv, v'yishcha l'kim esracha, v'yiftach esracha, and gave her a child. Uvoi yud tevis, and then you have 10. How much is 30 and 10?
40.
Shel tchia dechsiv, didata ken yeshem l'kechem, v'pischi es kvoreseichem, v'haloisi eschem mikvoreseichem, uvoi yud aleph tevis, 40 plus 11 is 51. And therefore, that's why this pasuk has 51 words, connecting the four psukim which are brought in our Gemara, and the mafteach, pituchei choyisam, it all fits in beautifully together. There's so much more.
51 words corresponds to what?
Sorry, once again?
51. No.
51 is that in Atagibar, if you take out the sitter, you start from Atagibar until the words Mechaya Mason, you count it. I counted it last night. There are 51 words altogether. Or can I get these four psukim?
With Mashi Baruch Amorot Hageshem.
That's good. So I first left out the Mashi Baruch and the Moed Atzal, and there were only 47. But you had Mashi Baruch Amorot Hageshem, then you get 51. The question is, what about during the summer? It's Nishkefelech. There is a minig in many communities. They say Mashi Baruch Amorot Atzal, and you always have 51. I'm not sure what the minig of the tour. You'd have to continue on. He goes through all the tefillahs. This could be a shear on its own. Anyway, feel free to go make a picture.
I'll share with the Chacham.
So that was from my son Yechiel.
This is
yes, and you see his Mafteach there in the middle. Right. He brings the Simoneha Mem Fei Tov Chesed.
Bravo to Yechiel.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Anyway. So we continue on at Rebbe Lezer. Oymiyav Tavarishin Shachag. We'll let Barry take a picture.
Go. Keep Torah Shabbat. Keep going.
Yeah, but we need your many contributions. Is Rebbe Lezer Oymiyav Tavarishin Shachag? Yeah. Okay.
I'm good.
So Rebbe Lezer says from the first day of Chag. Ibaylo. Rebbe Lezer Mehecha Gomerla. Vos Epes the first day of Chag. Miluluv Gomerla. Oyminisach Hamayim Gomerla. What's the Morris Kasha?
Morris Kasha is.
We know that there's a machlokes Reb Lezer and Reb Yishua in the Mishnah. Reb Lezer says you already start the maskif in the Yom Tov for Rishon, and Reb Yishua says in the Yom Tov for Achrei. We already know why Reb Yishua says we wait until the end, because Chas V'Shalom, it's a simen kolola b'chag if it starts raining on Sukkis in Eretz Yisrael. But where does Reb Lezer come from that he starts on the first day? Think of the second day, the third day, the tenth day, eighth day. Well, not 10 day, but what happens the first day? Reb Lezer mehecha gamala. Does he learn it from lulav, the mitzvah of the arba minim? Exactly, gamala. Or minisach hamayim gamala. Vosef is minisach hamayim has something to do with water.
Right.
Lulav lechayim has nothing to do with water. What's the lulav gamalei? So there's a very fascinating Rashi in the third, fourth line where Rashi says that the arba minim boin leratzis al hamayim kinamrinim v'suka kachi efshel le'oilam bloy mayim. Do you remember any Gemara Masechta Sukkah that says that the arba minim amaratz al hamayim? Barry, you have a fascinating, wonderful memory. Do you remember that?
By the Hoshana Rabbah? We put up the Hoshanas next to Mizbeach.
And did you say anything about being Meratzah L'mayim?
The whole thing is about Mayim. It's the...
But does anything more about that?
I know the Tfilos it says in the notes.
Anyway, the answer is it doesn't.
Okay.
And in fact, in the Simcha Mi Desoy in the back says that it should be changed. It shouldn't say besukkah, it should say besamuch. Samuch, that's the next gemara that we're going to have. And the Rishash Ulta says, I looked in the whole Masechta Sukkah, I couldn't find anywhere that it says that the Arba Minim are Meratza al Hamoyim. And therefore, he also says, Rashi meant Lekamon. But the Pshat of Reb Simcha Mitasoy is nicer because Sukkah and Samuch, obviously there was some sort of printing error there.
So
the letters are almost the same, right? Samuch has Samuch and a Mem with a Vav and a Chav. So the Sukkah is also Samuch, Vav, and Chav. So somehow it got a little distorted. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So Dr. Yomara Gamala Milulov from Lulav Gamala Misisach Nisachamayim Gamala Milulav Gamala Ma Lulav Bayoyim Afas Kar Biyoyim. Just like Lulav, we take a Lulav during the day and we take it the first day B'yam Arishoyim Afas Kar Biyoyim, we also start it the first day. Oydilma Nisachamayim Gamala, maybe you learn it from Nisachamayim. We know Nisachamayim is the special mitzvah that we do on Sukkot. We don't do the entire year. Ma Nisachamayim is Me'arta, even though Nisachamayim already begins from the night before, from the first night. The Omamar Minchos V'Neskeim Afilu B'Layla Av Haskara Me'arta. Then you would be Maskir Kvuras Kishamim Mashivuruch already from the night before.
So the first night Cholamoy is Sukkot then, right?
So what we're saying so far in the Gemara is that it's not just a theoretical question, he learned it from Lulav or from Nisachamayim, but this is a practical halachic application. If he's learning it from Lulav, we all know we don't start shuffling Lulav and Esrig the first night in the Sukkah. It's got to be during the day. So then you would only begin L'chayra being masked during the day. Note that Rebbe Lezer doesn't say when on the first day we are maskir. We had later on Rebbe Yehud at the end of the Mishnah, Alibet Rebbe Yeshua, they said by Musaf on Shemini Atzeres. But we don't know what Rebbe Lezer would hold. So if you hold Melulav, you would say during the day. However, if you're learning it from Nisach HaMayim, then you could already do it from the night before. Night before means the first night you're going into the Sukkah. That's the time that you should start saying Mashiv Baruch Amorid Hagashem in the Shemoneh Esrei, because Nisach HaMayim is Ultza Me'arta. Now, what does that
mean? It's not, though.
Why is it not?
Because we do it with the Tamid Shoshachar.
Beautiful. So Rashi is already bothered by your question, and therefore Rashi has two pshatim. What does that mean, Nisach HaMayim Me'arta? So if you look at the Rashi, fourth of the narrow lines, 8 lines from the top, Ma Nisach HaMayim Me'arta, Ki Ashcha Mesech the Sukkah, Shememalin HaKli Mayim LeNisach HaMayim Balayla. The Nisach on the Mizbeach is taken the next day.
Yeah.
But when do we prepare that water? Night before. So you're not happy with that.
We bake matzahs, you know, Erev Pesach, so.
At the time of baking matzahs, you don't say Mashiv Baruch Amar
Degosh. I know, but I'm saying.
But most places, they say
Chalak. Actually, you do.
At the time you're baking the matzahs?
That day.
Shkoyach. I've been in the matzah bakery on Erev Pesach. Just like when they brought the Korban Pesach, they say Halal when they're baking matzahs on Erev Pesach. But they don't say Mashiv Baruch as part of that. But getting back to what you're saying, Brother Shai is not happy with the first pshat, because it's literally only the hachana, it's not the Nisach HaMayim itself, and that's why Rashi has a second pshat.
Right.
We learned this back in Masechta Sfachim, that when you bring your carbon oila and you bring your carbon shlamin, you bring normally the minchas esachim simultaneously, contemporaneously. But if you don't have it, if it's not available, you don't have any solace, you don't have it, you can bring it that night. And in fact, you can bring it up to 10 days later, the Gemara says, and presumably even longer. But the Gemara always uses the expression asar yom. So therefore, nisach of yayin can be performed at night. You could be menasech the water also at night. Now, I know that on the surface it sounds like post bringing the carbon, but al korchach, what Rashi means to say is that nisach hamayim, even though the first time you are supposed to go and do the nisach hamayim is at the time of the tamid shoshachar, however, it's an independent mitzvah, and you could, if you want, to be menasech it already the night before, and therefore that's why the second tzad of the shaila is, maybe Rav Lezer would hold that you can go and already say Mashiv Baruch Amar Degashem at Maariv time, the first night of Yom Tov, just like you could be menasech the water on the Mizbeach even pre-bringing the carbon the next day.
But most of the Nusachim come with a korban, the korban par, you know, shoshin, whatever it is. But first you have to bring the korban. You can't, can you...
What you're saying is absolutely correct. So a regular, normal case of your normal oilu or shlamim, you have to bring the mincha Nusachim either simultaneously, contemporaneously, or later on. What we're telling us is, the gabe, this nisach hamayim, you could even bring it before.
Because it's a avodah b'fnei atzma type thing.
Oh, so now if you're wondering, where do I take this from? So this is the first toisis over here. Without going through the whole toisis, you're going back to the last few lines of the toisis. You see Omer Rav, you see there's a daf chavav there?
Yeah.
About six, 7 lines before the end of the first toisis. Do you have that, Brother Shai? First toisis,
yeah,
top toisis.
I have it.
Oh, Baruch Hashem. Omer Rav. We'll have it, yeah. The Isayim Rabbi Yochanan, Eim Naschem Mayim Bechag, El Betomit Shoshachar. That was your Kasha. Vim Kaili Haba Balailo Rishayna. The Ein El Beyoim. Did you ask that Kasha, Brother Shai?
That's correct.
Yeah, Shloima. The Einoi Chayiv Lenasech, Einoi Chayiv Lenasech, El Betomit Shoshachar. Mikomokin, Iboi, Ovid Lei Balailo. But if you want to, you can do it the first night. You don't have to, about it, preferably, the Chiyuv is Tomit Shoshachar. But if you want to be Zrizim Akdimen, you can even do it the night before. That's okay.
So we have a vote of Belayla then, because usually we say that you have only the...
Dr. Chalav Rubber. Bedarim.
Right, so here we have to remember we have an exception.
Okay, very good. Fine. So bottom line is, that's the Gemara Shaila. Would you, what does Rebbe Lezer hold? And again, when would he start Mashem Ruach, during the day or the night before? You know where Reb Lezer took it from? From Lulav. The question is, how does Reb Avo know this? He had that the Messiah from his Rebbe. His Rebbe told him, I want you to know. You know where Reb Lezer took it from? It was from Lulav. But we have no scriptural origin, no psukim. But Azay is this. That's how we have a Messiah, presumably going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. No. Not from Messiah. But Brisa. Mahi, which is the Brisa? The Sanya. Oh. Na'imus maskin alek sham. Here it leaves out the Gevurah Sham. When do we stop being maskir kiyashim? Reb Lezer oyim mishas natilas lulav. Oh, so you see already. Why does he talk about shas natilas lulav? What does it have to do with lulav? Is the Chayra Raya, says Reb Avo, that he learns it from the tilas lulav, and therefore it's during the day, and it's not the night before, and it's not from Nisach HaMayim, it's from lulav. What's the team at lulav? We'll see in a moment what the comparison to lulav is, what the parallel to lulav is, the connection. That's the word, the connection. Rabbi Shua im mishas anachose. Mishas anachose means when you put down the lulav. When do you put down the lulav?
What day you put
down? Hashanah Rabbah. So if you look at Rashi here in the middle of the Yomud, mishas anachosei, the yom shemavorkem boy bachrayim, the last day, the hainu,
v'shvi.
Oh, that's very, very good. There's one little problem over here. If you look at the Rashi, Daf Dalet Omid Aleph, in other words, just turn the page, one page, Daf Dalet Omid Aleph, all the way to the bottom. Rabbi Shua, he said the last line. The Omid Mishas Hanachosai, Hanachosai, Lulafu, Maskir, Tahainu,
Yom Shmini.
Yom Shmini. Rashi seems to be soiser. Here it says Shvi, oi, 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 what's Tzitzachtu? Shmini, Shmini, oi, oi, oi. So what are we going to do with that? So notice in our Rashi, there's an Aleph over here. Tiny Bishni. You see that Aleph?
Mm-hmm.
That Aleph takes us to the famous Rabbi Tzal Ranjborg. Mm. Do you have that Rabbi Tzal Ranjborg here on the side?
On the bottom.
Okay, very good. So Rashi, the Ma'maskel, there Rashi also says, B'dimaskel, Elev Bishuhi, that's here on the Amid Aleph, he also says, Bishvi, as opposed to Shmi, is a Shver, continuing on, Tiny Bishvi, Ad Kalmi Shainai. The last line. Pirush Rashi in the Maskel Rishua. Tahani Yom Shmini. Ad Kan Lishoina. V'chi Mashma Divri Hashashom. Mitch, when we get to Dav Dalet, you see it's also Mashma Bishmini. Shuvr Isi. To Loi Kosha Midi. The Gansu Kasha Nishka Kasha. It's true. It's a Shmi. It's a Shmini. Since it is Shver. Why not Shver? The Masha Kos of Rashi B'Tshvish Shvi Al Shas Anochas Lulav Amar. He said you put the lulav down on Yom Hashvi. You don't put it down in Shmini. You don't even take it in Shmini. Avo Haaskara Hi Li'Arta De Shmini. In other words, when could you still take the Arba Minim in hand until the final moment of Yom Hashvi? Now it's Shkia time here in Shvi. You put down your lulav. That's it. No more taking lulav. That's the time that the chiyuv now begins of being maskir geshem. When she costs toys to maskir shasta tila. So therefore, Be'emesin, there's no stira. Our Gemara is saying, when you put the lulav down, that's when the mitzvah of being maskir, kvuris kishamim, begins. So, yes, they had the
end. Even though you don't do it till the following morning, it's like
you do it at that night.
You could even, so according to Rishi, you could even start saying,
that's why it says, Ava haskore hili or to the shmini, or to the night.
So even in my rib of Shmini Atzeres, you could say, Mashi Baruch Amarta.
Just like the second sad that we had, according to Blazer, that Nisach HaMayim, you can stop me or to already from night.
Right.
Ramsburg, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you could also stop being maskir, Mashi Baruch Amarta Goshem, at night.
In my rib of Shmini Atzeres.
We said in the Mishnah, did you start Musaf? That was Rabbi Yehuda. That wasn't Rabbi Yeshua.
Right.
Rabbi Yeshua holds you can even do it for the night. And that's why Shvi and Shmini all fits together perfectly. Everything works out very nicely. Now you may be wondering, why Taka don't we begin at night?
Yeah.
Why don't we, why do we start them?
That's why.
Oh, so now there's a Toysis over here that addresses this. If you look, you see the second Toysis before the end. It's really, he brings it from the Braisa, but the same thing in the Mishnah. Pirish, for Achron Shemispal Tfilas Musav, he's the one that begins the Mashiv Baruch Mar Degoshim. Harishon Ainam Masker Pirish Shemispal Shachris Ainam Masker, but not Shachris. But what about the night before? And why Taka not Shachris? Ubi Rishalmi Ko Amar Amai Ainam Masker Me Orta. Why not from Pirish Betulas Arvis Umishani Tulas Tamon Kol Amo? Because you don't have the whole Oilim there. A lot of people live far away from the shul. They just came back from the fields. They didn't have enough time. They're not in shul at night. And therefore, if you're going to begin Mashiv Baruch HaMoed HaGoshem, they're not going to know, and they're going to continue saying Moed HaTol or saying nothing. And therefore, we want when everybody be gathered together. So why don't we do it Shachris in the morning? Pish Betvila Shachris. Meaning that if everybody is going to start saying it Shachris, those people that were not there the night before will say, uh-oh, I'm sure they must have started it last night, and that's why I didn't hear the announcement.
It's a clear delineation that we said it, we don't say it Shacharis, and we do say it Musaf. Everyone's present, everyone detects the difference.
Exactly, because what's going to happen is, if you start Shacharis, and then some people who missed it, Marav, and then they hear the Baal Tefillah, and everybody's saying, Mashavro, I missed it last night.
I'm number one, and number two,
I'm going to keep it in mind for next year. From now on,
right.
I'm going to tell my wife and tell my kinderlach, don't forget, first night, we're going to say Mashavro, my degashem, even though we're not in shul, but that's what they must have done. That's why you started Musaf.
And if they would do that, why, well, you can actually,
you can say Mashiv Baruch Mar Degoshem during the summer.
Well, no, I'm saying it. You could say it at night. You could start at the night. You said you could.
According to Rabbi Yeshua.
Yeah.
Which we're saying is we don't want Klal Yisrael now to be Agudois, Agudois.
Okay.
That the people on 79th Street of Kalbach do it one way, and the people 91st Street of Ford do it a different way. We want everybody to be together
in sync,
Ahava, Achva, Shalom, V'Reyes, as one united nation. We wouldn't want anybody to start Mashiv Baruch the night before if you're only supposed to start in the morning.
Yachad,
exactly, Yachad. Anyway, so continuing back to our Gemara, so Zok the Gemara Nochemul, Rabbi Lezer, obviously based on yes,
what's here brings it also that if you
couldn't
announce it, except in Musaf, that's the only place where the
latecomer, the latecomers,
the Gabbai can clap and say Mashiv Baruch from where to get
it. Right.
You can't do
so Brother Shai is telling us there's another
practical
reason besides Yerushalmi that we don't masker in the morning, because you can't go and say Mashiv Baruch HaMoed HaGoshem. The reason why you can't say it is because you're not allowed to talk out between Klal Yisrael and Shmoneh. But before Musaf you can. And in fact, based on that, some continue on and say that when the Behuda says in the Mishnah, and we have in the Braisa, that it says, Achrein Mazkir, it's referring to either the Baal Tefillah, or the Shamus before Shmona Esrei, Mazkir, he claps and he announces.
Reminds everybody.
So that, in fact, that's built into the word Mazkir. It's not only Mazkir in davening Shmona Esrei, but he makes the announcement pre-Shmona Esrei. Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Remember, what Rav Avoh is trying to do is prove that Rav Lezer learns from Lulav, and that's in fact what the Braisa says. first day. Which means, as we said, the eighth day, which could even be the orta, the evening before the eighth day. So now the Bryce is expanding and expounding on what's the shaykhus, what's the connection between Mashim Ruch and Moed Goshem and holding up the Arba Minim. Says Rebbelezer, the purpose of these Arba Minim is to Mratz. Mratz means to go and find favor in Hashem's eyes. Now, we didn't say anything about Arba Minim being Mratz. So therefore the Mefarshim, that really you have to say it in a Shema Achas. You see it all together as one. And in Bon Ratzis Lamayim Ukeshem Sh'Arba Minim Halolu Yefshe Behem Loi Moyim Chach Yefshe Lo'ilam B'Loi Moyim. That symbolically what we're saying as part of the Arba Minim Mitzvah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of these things are not inanimate objects. All of these grew from the ground. How did they grow from the ground? Because B'Shem there was water. Without the water, I'd have a dead Esrig, I'd have a dead Lulav Hadas Menorubas. They're only alive because of the fact that you gave water. So therefore we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give water to the whole world so we should have sustenance and panasa and food throughout the year.
Now stems the Rashi about Kenarina Basukkah.
So,
which we talk about Sukkah, it doesn't mean Zecha Sukkah.
It means the holiday Sukkah.
The holiday Sukkah.
Holiday Sukkah, right.
So therefore you don't have to change the gifts.
Right.
Okay, good. Pashim Shekim Rina Basukkah means in the Sechta Sukkah. But if you're happy, I'm happy too. Good. No problem. Anyway, continuing on the Gemara, Omli Reb Lezer. I'm sorry, Omli Reb Yishuv, like Shem Chagin El Simun Kol, like we had in our Mishnah. Omli Reb Lezer, Afanim Le'amayt Elisha L'Haskir. Now that's where the Mishnah ended on this dialogue. But now Reb Lezer answers, Ukeshem Tuzchiyas HaMeisim Maskir Kol Lashon HaKula. Remember that we say Mashiv Baruch Mered Goshem in the Broch of Mechayim Meisim. Mechayim Meisim were Maskir every day of the year. It's only three times. So it's on Shabbos four times. And on Yom Kippur five times. Ve'ein El Bismana. But it's only going to happen when Tchiyas HaMeisim happens. Miyat Hashem, Bekarev, whenever Kodesh Baruch Hu deems it to be the appropriate time. So we still mask it. Kamaskin Gvur Shom Kolashon of Ein El Bismanan. Gvur Shom, the same thing applies. Not that you have to be masked, but if you want, you can be masked the entire year, even though it's only bismanon and therefore the fichach. In Bola Haske, you want to call the Shona Kula masked, gizintahit, says her brother. If you want to go and say Mashburuch all year, you can. You're not talking about the same Talmud of Ruch, talking about Mashburuch. If you want to, you could. That's how the Braisa answers the Taina of Rabbi Shua. No problem. In fact, he was going to ask in a moment, and what's Rabbi Yeshua's response? We'll see that in a moment.
So you'd say, Marsha wrote Moshe to call it here, and what would you say about Moshe to call? Then you would...
In Moshe to call, you can say as well, Marsha wrote Moshe and Marsha.
Then when you have 51 words.
Or just leave it out. Anyway, Lemaisa is just saying, if you want to. If you don't want to, then Lemaisa, if everybody in Klai Yisrael is going to say Haskaros Geshem the whole year, then there won't be any need for Tefillas Geshem. You can't start off the Mishnah. Me'imasai Maskir. What do you mean Me'imasai? I say it every single day of the year, 365 days a year. So even a blazer agrees.
Well, you would renew it. You would say it. You would say it.
To renew it. Okay, fine.
Either way, you'll get your due.
You'll get your due. Oh, that was great. That was great. Beautiful.
Like
yeah.
I said before, I think some people in Nusachos, Nusach is Moshe Baruch.
Word at all.
Right.
So they sort of take from this a little bit.
Definitely. We're going to see Mitch in the next couple of days. We're going to go and see because Ruchos never stop, as opposed to Geshem does stop. So therefore, the Geshem during the summer, so Ruchos, you know, it can be windy throughout the year. Anyway, that's going to be Mitch Morgan, Ibn Morgan, tomorrow and the next day. Continuing on. Okay, now we have the third view. We never had this until now. Whenever you finish Sheila, that's when you finish Askar. Now, when do you finish Sheila? You finish Sheila at the beginning of Pesach. Really, we do it earlier. Erev Pesach, the last tefillah. But that's what he means. We no longer say the same Talmud of Rachel when Pesach begins. So then we also stop being maskir, Mashav Ruch, Amar Goshem, theoretically already at night, or the next morning. Rebbe doesn't go into the details. He just tells us, same time that we stop Sheila, that's when we end Haskar. Have you remember Seira Omer? You know when we should begin maskir? Not the first day of Yom Tov, not on Shmini Atzeres, B'Sheini B'Chagu maskir. Why? Gemara doesn't tell us. Wait to meet him to the bottom of the Omid. Gemara will tell us. Rabbi Kiva Omer b'shishi b'chagu maskir. You should go and say the Tefillah of Mashiv Baruch Mered Goshem and Tefillah's Geshem on the sixth day, the day before Hoshana Rabbah. Why? We'll see in a moment. Rabbi Yehuda Mishim Rabbi Yeshua. Amen. This is the same Rabbi Yehuda as Mishnah. Just the Bal Mutzav and not the Bal Shachris. And that's where the Toisus said, why taka not the Bal Shachris? And why not the night before? Like we had already in the Toisus, we had Brother Shai that added in the morning, you couldn't be maskir. Can't make the announcement. You continue saying Mashi Baruch like you said until now, with Shachris, and you start by Musaf, you start on the Tal. Good. Eina maskir. Dr. Yimara, let's go back to what we had before. We finished now the Brice. Shab become later blessed, Rabbi Shur. Blessed is Dr. Good to Rabbi Shur. He's saying, just like Tchias and Mason, you could say every day of the year, even though it's only going to happen one time in history. As I bazoi, what is Rabbi Shur's response? Omach Rabbi Shur, Mishlam Tchias and Mason, Maske, Nikol Yom and Zmanihu. Every single day would be an opportune time. Halavai, could you work to make Tchias and Mason today? We had Moshe Rabbeinu would be back, and we'd have Leo Anavi and all the great Tzaddikim Kedoshim throughout the years, and all Abchim. Be wonderful. Every day is money. You're going to tell me whenever the rain falls, that's a good thing? But not. If Nissan ended, and it starts raining, it's bad. Why is it bad? Today is the day that I have to start cutting, harvesting after Nissan. I have to harvest all the wheat and the barley and all the grain.
Dry it out in the fields.
If it's going to start raining, it's all going to spoil. That would be a Simon Kalola. And therefore, that's Rabbi Shua's retort to Rabbi Lezer. The Gemara doesn't ask now, what does Rabbi Lezer say to that? The Gemara leaves the dialogue at this point. Now we go to the other two Manyam. Remember, we had Rabbi Yudim Seda, and we had Rabbi Akiva with two other Zmanim. Rabbi Yudim Ben Seda, Oyman B'Sheni B'Chagu, Maske, Mike, Tami, Rabbi Yudim Ben Seda, the sign you said in the Braise. Rabbi Yudim Ben Seda, Oyman Nem, B'Sheni B'Niskeyem, V'Nem, B'Shishu, Nusachel, V'Nem, B'Shvi, Kimish, Potom. Ma Hari Mem Yud Mem Hari Kan Mayim Mikan Remezim Nisachem Mayim Mina Toiro. What does this mean? We know there's a mitzvah Nisachem Mayim. Then, in addition to the Nisach Hayayin on the Mizbeach, you also have to pour out water. You only do that one festival a year. What is that on?
Sukkot.
Sukkot. Exactly right. Shkoyah. You only go and pour out the water on Sukkot time. Where does it say in the Torah? Doesn't say a word in the Torah. So how do we know? So the Gemara is going to bring us two or three different remozim, different hints, different drashas. Yudim Seder says, because if you look in the Parshas Pinchas, all those leanings that we lay in every day throughout Sukkot, they're all kmat exactly the same. There's a difference in the parim. We start with 13 parim, 12 parim, 11 parim, sure. But then at the end, it always says viniskot, viniskot, viniskot. Except two times it says viniskehem. Another time it says unisachcheha, and then also the psukim usually end kamishpat, and here it says kamishpat. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu change it? So unisachcheham is you have the extra mem, unisachcheha you have the extra yud, kamishpatam you have the extra mem. Hari mem yud mem, hari kan mayim, mikan remez. This is a remez. This is a mayim in the Torah. So even though it doesn't say befeirush, this is the mitzvah of Nisachamayim.
Right. Do we have any Eshenetios?
That's going to be the Gemara tomorrow.
Okay.
Frank, the Gemara yet to Mashna B'Sheni Dinokat. Why did Rebbe Ben the Seder say that B'Sheni your maskir? T'chiramizi lohu bikra B'Sheni u'neramizi. The first of the three Rimozim, Niskeyam, Nisachel, Bishvatam, that was B'Sheni, B'Shishi u'B'Shvi. Ah, since the first time we have this remit is B'Sheni, so therefore we start being masked, Gburus Kishavim, B'Sheni, Hukum B'Sheni, but come here. So that's what you'd have been saying. Riki Voimer, B'Shishi, B'Chagu, Maske, Shenem, B'Shishi, U'Nisachel, B'Shnei Yisuch, Makosim, Medaber, Echa Nisachamayim, B'Echa Nisachayayin. So, at this point, Rabbi Kiva doesn't seem to learn the Mem Yud Mem of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. He says, I know the din of Nisach HaMayim, because it says, multiple Nisachim, Mishnei Nisuchim, Kosim Medaber. What means multiple Nisachim? In addition to the regular Nisach HaYayin, you also have Nisach HaMayim. And that's why that's the day that you start being masked in Givurus Kisham. Freiti Mara, maybe the pasuk is telling you that you go and pour wine twice. First you pour wine, take a break, have the zmiris from the Leviim, etc., say Asher Shalyoim, whatever, and then you pour a second time. And maybe that's Unasachel. After the Masal Kerbunim Ben Maseir, Yomar Bizimai. No, no, no. Hitaka does agree with the Kerbunim Ben Maseir after all, that you have the Mem and the Yud and the Mem. Frank, you might say, you said with the Kerbunim Ben Maseir. Name a Kavasa. He should say on day number two. Kasav Rabbi Kiva, Kiksev, Nisach Yeseir, Mishishi, Hudachsev. Where does the Torah go and tell us about the additional nisach in it to the regular nisach. Throughout the year, there's only one nisach. Here, unisachcheha is b'loshen rabbi. You got two of them. It only says v'shishi. But how do I know that it's mayim? Maybe it's an extra yayin. Oh, that I rely on Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseder. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva really needs both drushes. That there's an inyan of nisach hamayim, I learned from Yehuda ben Beseder. But when does it begin? That I learned from unisachcheha, from day number six, from the nisach, from the extra. Now, what you said about
Ashenatios,
that's meant Shem.
We had it a few mesachtas ago.
Exactly, a few mesachtas. Okay, Rabbi, have a wonderful day. Bracha batzlacha. And again, a very fond seisum l'shon to the Tzai Rechave, Dr. Rabbi Yankov Ezra, who's going back to Israel. Fort L'chaim L'shulam. And we look forward to seeing you in Eretz Israel. Shalish, thank you. You gave us our good news today. Thank you.
Yeah.